Praise God. So I really want to really thank God, because what God is doing in the house, you know, it's something that God has been doing inside of this house for a while. And now we begin to see some fruits from things that God is doing. You might not really see it from the natural sense, but there's some spirituality things happen on the inside of each and every one of you ever since last Sunday. There's some spiritual growth has already taken place. And now this thing is about to bust wide open. So don't even put on your seatbelt. Loosen up your tie. As Pastor Jerry do, take off your shoes. Because I really sense that God is about to bust this thing wide open in the natural. So the kingdom of heaven is really going to be on earth. The manifestation of what he's about to do, or what he's going to do, I believe is really going to manifest itself in this very hour. Breakthrough is a breakthrough. Your breakthrough is already taking place in you right now from heaven. This is going to be the season where God says that he's going to pour his wine inside of us. But the process is still not, cannot be denied. As Ataba said last week about being stretched and going through, allowing the Holy Spirit to go through to stretch us out as you getting sold together. It's something about what the Holy Spirit wants to do that's going to manifest itself inside of our lives. So the other day I was at home praying, and God showed me about what we was pretty much singing about, the alabaster box. Can you give me Luke 7? And one of the things that we have to recognize is, in your process, in our process of what we're going through today, God said, I have to break something in order to get something out of you. There's going to have to be an outpouring. Now look at this. Luke 7:36-38. When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, see, they're going to get something to eat. He went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in the town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. So she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wipe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. And I was looking at this, and the thing that caught me, what God was showing me, he said, there's something that's taking place inside the house, and it's called an invitation. There's an invite. There was an invite that Jesus and the boys was able to go to a Pharisee's house to have some dinner. So as they go, Jesus does something very unique for me. And what he did was he reclined in a chair. Now, can you imagine Jesus going somewhere, you going somewhere to eat at somebody's house, and you reclining, laid back? But here's the good thing about all of this. The lady came that didn't even have an invitation to come. But she knew something else was going on away from the party. She had a spiritual sense that even though they said that she was a sinful lady, she knew that she had all this weight and all this stuff that she was coming around with her. But she knew that if I can get close to Jesus, she must have heard something about this Jesus that she said, I got to get close to him, and to the point where I had to bring something and pour on him. So I believe the custom, even in the spirit realm, that even when you go into somebody's house back then, you had to bring them a tub and some towels to wipe their feet, because, you know, they're walking that sand all day long. So, you know, Jesus' them feet had to be like kind of tore up doing all that walking. So even at this point, she gets an understanding that I got to bring myself as a broken vessel to the man that I know could do something about this. So even without the invitation, I'm going to invite myself and bring my worship to God. So she gets herself in a position where she said, okay, I'm going to have to, as she's reclined in the chair, I have to get myself in position that I'm going to have to use my tears. I'm going to use what I have. I'm going to use the very thing that I have, and that's what's on me. So I'm going to use my tears because of my sorrow, because this is going to be pure. This is going to be the first oil that I'm going to put on him. There's been situations even in our lives right now that you've been pressed and hardly pressed. And we talked about being pressed this morning, that you've been pressed because things that you might think that you're going through. But heaven says that I'm going to turn that midnight into day out of your worship. So this young lady decided that she goes there and she's going to weep and use her tears as the water to wipe his feet. And not only that, then she could sit there and she gonna kiss the same feet that she used her hair to wipe. Now here's the deal. Everybody else in the room that had an invitation pretty much didn't like what was going on. Do you know who this woman is? Isn't this what Pastor was talking about earlier? How we look at, how we judge one another, but we have to do it out of love. Don't you know we have to have the compassion of Christ inside of us, that we don't have to look at everything for face value, but we have to see the love of Christ inside of somebody else, even in a shortcoming? The first thing the people said, the Pharisee said that, he said, now, if he knew what type of woman she is, if he was such a prophet, he would understand who was before him. But see, Jesus was already reclining. And we're going to get to the recline because it's very important. Jesus was already laid back, reclining in the chair, not wasting any energy because he about his Father's business. So even though he knew that what the guys were saying, he was still about his Father's business because he had to be connected to the heaven realm in order for him to know what his Father is telling him to do. So Jesus is watching this as he reclined. But at the same time, what's taking place is Jesus is going to forgive her for all her sins. See, that's what heaven does. When you stay connected in the spiritual realm, God is already in operation, even though you don't even think you're worthy to be forgiven for your sins. He said, I'm already going to wipe that out because of your worship. There's a heavenly grace on us today that as we bring our worship, even in your struggles, it's okay. Even the things that you had to suffer through last year, right now, God said, it's okay. I'm going to forgive you for everything that you think he doesn't know. It's forgiven. It's going to be forgiven out of your pure worship as you present yourself to God. But see, here's the other case. Let me get Mark 14. There's another situation where another lady came and did something totally different. Now, this first lady came and she did this out of worship. And Jesus said, I'm going to forgive you for your sins. But look at this. This is what's happening here in the house now. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table, see, he reclining again. He's reclining again. Lay back. We're going to do that in a minute. At the table in the home of Simon the leper, the woman came to with an alabaster jar and very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. So I was asking God, I said, so what's really the difference? And he said, what I want you to understand and what I want my people to know is now is revelation time. It's revelation time. As she came, she did something totally different. She came and she broke the jar. And as she broke the jar, she poured the perfume on his head, anointed his head, because he was getting ready for the Passover. He was about to get ready to get crucified. So he knew what was about to take place in his life. But at the same time, he recognized that. So he decided that he still can recline, because he said, now what I'm going to do with her, I'm going to let your name be mentioned in all three Gospels. Why? Because out of revelation. It's something else is going to take place in your life that he said now, because now I'm going to have to set him recline, because now you have so much inside of you to waste upon me to bring salvation into the nation. See, Jesus said, I'm about to get anointed so I can get prepared to do what I have to do. So he's getting ready to allow this to happen for himself. He's getting to a place where he said, I got to pour this oil on Jesus. And that's the revelation, is the fact that we got to get in a position now to be able to pour the oil onto him. There's a terrible time when we look at this and we say, okay, so now as Jesus sat there and reclined, he's relaxing. As he relaxing, he understood the Father's will. He said, now I got to sit here and I'm going to recline, even though they talking bad stuff about me, even though they want to crucify me, I'm going to be in a position where I still can love God. I still can love my Father and be obedient to the will. And I'm not going to have to do anything outside of the will of the Father, because now I'm going to stay connected to what the Father wants to be done. So with the oil, with this have to be broken, he said, okay, so now let's break this and let's understand the significance of it. Let me get 2 Corinthians 4. After the resurrection of Christ, he decided to show us something, that we have something, because that we don't have the alabaster box to break open and put it on Jesus, but we got something else. This is where we fit in. We have been going through a lot of things, and now it says that in 2 Corinthians 4, it says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay, showing that this all-surpassing power is from God, not from us. So now there's something inside of you, something inside of each one of us that's all surpassing from heaven, that now is getting us in a position where we've been attacked by the enemy, by different things, by situations. Now we have to look at why God is allowing things to happen. Have you ever felt like we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despaired, persecuted, but not abandoned? Struck down but not destroyed. We always carry around in our bodies the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our bodies. So what are you saying? So what happened is, think, I had to write these things down. So I wrote down the word pressed. Is to act upon with a steady applied weight or force. So I got eight things down here, and you have to identify what you've been dealing with. Can you imagine when you're getting pressed and you have that, a steady pressure is on you, and you don't know how you're going to make it out the situation, and just every time you turn around, you just feel that press upon yourself? You have to stay in a chair and recline. See, Jesus knew all this stuff was going to happen to him, but see, he still sat in the chair and he was reclining, even though he knew bad things were about to happen in the natural sense. But he also knew that the resurrection power is going to surpass all things by the pressure of God. Then you look at the word crush. To press or squeeze with a force that destroys or disforms. We get to the place where we get to a place where you get feel like you're getting just getting squeezed and crushed. That there's no more hope. Your time is hurting you. You don't know if you're coming or going. That's a good place. You got to sit in a chair and recline. You ever felt perplexed? It's called bewildered, puzzled, perplexed, in a state of mind. How the enemy attack your mind. Your mind seems like it's just playing tricks on you. And you don't feel like you don't know which way to go, which way is up, which way is down. And every time you turn around, it's seeming like the enemy is attacking your mind. You got to sit in a chair and recline. Despaired. Lost of hope. Hopelessness. When the enemy feel like he done took all your hope, that you don't know which way you're going, and it's like you're at the end of your road, and everything that you feel like God has built up has been taken away from you. But then he gave you a word that he says in Romans 8, he talked about hope that is seen is not hope at all. Persecuted. To annoy or to trouble persistently and continually. Every time you turn around, there's trouble. Every situation seems like it's trouble. But God, Jesus, still is trying to say, I'm trying to get you to recline in the chair, even though you're going through these storms. Struck down, to hit sharply, to get hit in the natural, and you think that everything in the natural is just tore up. But see, in the heavenly sense, that's not happening. Destroyed, to reduce to, put an end to, or to be killed. And this is the whole deal with this whole thing by sitting in the chair to reclining. We just had a birthday party for Shelly. She just came in. Happy belated birthday, Shelly. But my point to this thing is, God saying that he got to be able to break us to get the hope of glory out of us. So it could be a perfume that could be poured out. See, when they broke that perfume, that fragrance remained there forever. And that's the fragrance that's inside of us. So we was at Michelle's house, at Pastor Javis' building, having at her birthday party. And at the end of the party, I was standing there, and it was time to wash the dishes. So I'm going there and I'm washing the dishes, washing the glasses, and everything is going well. And then all of a sudden I had this thought, why am I washing these glasses? And I'm saying, why can't I be out there with everybody else mingling and having a good time? Why I have to be back here washing the glasses? Then I look back out amongst the people, seeing everybody laughing, having a good time. And I thought about this, Jesus reclining in the chair. I'm like, why can't I got on my nice jeans? I should be back here washing dishes. And Jesus was telling me that very moment, I got to kill you. Because there was something else inside of me would not allow the hope of glory to come out of me. Because my attitude was totally wrong. I still had a lot of me inside of myself that I want to do what I still wanted to do. So I had to recognize, God said, I had to expose what's in you so I can pull out the oil that could be a fragrance that's going to remain in the earth. So even though that you might think that you're getting persecuted and pressed down and knocked down, it's not only for your benefit. It's for you to be able to be broken so you can be poured out to somebody else can see. So because I saw this and I started thinking this, my Joyce told me, she said, there's some pots and pans over there, but I don't think we have to do those. And I said to myself, I said, oh, good. I don't have to do it because I don't want to mess up my jeans. But the Spirit said, you're going to wash those pots and pans and you're going to use some bleach. Here's the point to this. Because I was trying to protect something that I thought had earthly value, he said, this stuff cannot be manifested in the earth. This oil has to come from heaven. This has to come from revelation. Why didn't the disciples understand that they didn't go get no oil to pour on Jesus? They knew the law. The Pharisees didn't go get no oil to pour on Jesus. They understood what's happening. But out of revelation, see, these women got a revelation from heaven to do something totally different outside of the outskirts. That's what he's trying to get our attention there right now. You've been pressed and been going through the storm and you're trying to figure out what is one plus one. You've been trying to figure out how to get your mind straight. You've been trying to get your bills straight. Jesus said, no, recline. Just recline. You cannot figure this out in the natural. So as you begin to wash these pots and pans, I'm killing you. See, when you get killed, you get pressed. See, when you on the other side of the town, you die to self, you pick your own death. I choose to give God what I want to give him when I die to myself. But see, when I come and kill you, I get to choose how I'm going to kill you. See, I got to do what I want to do to you. I have to bring the force. So I have to bring the press. I have to bring the despair. I have to take everything that you might love. See, but see, that's what God said. I want to get this stuff out of you and allow you to go through this so I can kill you so this oil can come out of you. This jar of clay that you carry in you right now is a surpassing thing from heaven that going to bring God pleasure. God already know our circumstances and what you already dealing with. But he wants to operate inside of your heart to get your heart straight. So he said, I could get you to another level. This is going to have to be the place of resurrection. As you recline in the chair and lay before God and let God do every move that he wants to do. See, when you keep still, see, God said, I already got a plan how this is going to work out in your on your behalf. How this is going to work out on your behalf? Just be still. Recline. Stretch your legs out. Stop running around. Wash the dishes. The very thing that you're running from, you should run to. Jesus went to the house. He went to the dinner table. Even though he knew, like I said, he knew that he was going to die, he still went. He still didn't cry about his sorrows and, oh, what is me? What is Judas is going to do when he betrayed me? He already knew what was going to take place. But he was looking at it saying, I'm going to get an opportunity to save a soul. The lady that came with the worship, he said, your sins are forgiven. Sin no more. That was worth it all. To pour the oil out on him and let that fragrance go everywhere. God said, look, the women got my attention because, see, they understand brokenness. There's a brokenness has to be placed inside of us to allow the splendor of Christ from heaven to resonate inside of us. It's going to be the very moment that how God is going to stretch us out. That's how we walk, as Pastor Ross was saying, this is how we walk out of that obedience. Obedience is sit there in the chair and recline. Love your neighbor. Don't look at their faults. Be committed to the things that he is showing us to do. Showing our love for him in a real way that we allow God to do what he wants to do in our life. See, that's a nice reclining chair. And it's red. Why we think God is always allowing things to happen? Because he's trying to get you off the earth into a place of heavenly that you can stay there all the time. That's his whole destiny for us. Get us off the earth so we can recline in the chair and that we can commune with God 24/7. Everything we do, we communicating with God. Everything. Every action that we take is all about the communication with God. That's the recline. That's how the Moravians was able to pray for 100 years. It was reclining. Even though Peter decided and said that he got the revelation that flesh and blood did not reveal it to him. Flesh and blood did not reveal to him the anointing God with Jesus when it was time to anoint him with the oil. But there's an anointing that's taking place. There's going to be a season where we're going to understand that as we continue to recline, God has said, I'm going to add the increase. I'm going to bring forth the change. The power of his love is being demonstrated even in our lives right now. I believe the Holy Spirit is going to bring forth the healing power in this house like never before in this house. I really believe. I believe we're at the crust of this thing about to bust wide open. I believe deliverance, true deliverance, because we're beginning to learn how to sit in the chair and recline and allow the Holy Spirit to do the work versus us trying to come up with a formula. That breakthrough is going to be in the Spirit. The power of his love. God said, I already know. I already predestined you guys. All that you have to do is just recline. Stop thinking. Stop trying to figure it out. And come on up. And let's recline. Let the Spirit have his way. Amen.
Good stuff, Pastor Mike. The breakthrough is always going to be in the Spirit. That's what we have to remember. You know, we go the regular course in our lives in the natural and get things done, go from day to day. God always breaks through in another realm. He always breaks through. So let's learn how to recline and let the Holy Spirit do the work in our lives. That's all teaching. That's all child training. That's all spiritual education. You know, it's very difficult for us to break the norm. We have our habits. It's difficult to expect something from another order. And that's what this faith is all about. I like what he said. The lady came. And she expected something else to happen. Oh, I see him a different way than everybody else sees him. And so now I'm going to get a different result. She didn't walk up in there thinking the normal stuff. She got a revelation from heaven. Let's recline and get revelation. Let's break the norm. Let's go beyond traditional church if we have to. God, do something different. I was thinking when he was sharing that when you can go over the Bible and every miracle that happened to individuals, they saw him. It was by the Spirit. They saw him a different way. And that's what the Holy Spirit's working on us, to get to see him in a different way than normal men do. Let's continue. This is called the faith walk, right? This is called the faith walk. Let's learn from this. Let's grow from this. It's a beautiful message that we have here today. You know, because sometimes we look at the ladies and the lives they have with Jesus and think it's just for them. Actually, it's for us too. And the Holy Spirit saying, okay, when are you going to anoint me that way? right? And just not just do regular churchism. When are you going to anoint me in this special way? We're asking him to help us with this, that we can walk in a different way than the normal Christianity or the normal church world. Amen. Good stuff. Visitors, thank you so much for joining us today. Such a blessing to have you. Let's go off. Let's stay in the Spirit today. Let's not dismiss from his presence, but allow him to continue to work through us. Let's recline. Let's recline. Now, you may go home and recline in your backyard or whatever, but do it in the Spirit. Holy Spirit, I want to just be thinking about you in the spirit realm and heaven. I want to stay in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I'm going to break the norm. Amen. Father, we thank you so much for today, for the increase that we have, the growth that we have, as Minister Mike shared, the breakthrough that's imminent in our lives and to the spiritual things. We count it all joy now when we fall into diverse temptations. And by the Spirit, we'll relax. We won't get out of sorts. Even though we're pressed, we'll relax. We thank you for the grace to do that. You'll cover our minds. You'll cover our thoughts. You'll cover our bodies. You'll grow us through them. We thank you for that. I haven't seen nor ear heard the good things that you're going to do in our lives. We sense the same breakthrough that Pastor Mike spoke about, that we're going to break through into another and heavenly realm and learn things that come from God and from God alone. We praise you today for your constant presence in our lives. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. We bless the people in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless. We're going to end it here. Amen. Stay in the Spirit. Amen.